His check on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Governor Lamont has outlined a $150 million fund to help small businesses. The governor yesterday detailed his plans for this fund to help small businesses owned by women, minorities, veterans, and disabled individuals. In Connecticut's COVID-19 economic recovery, Lamont is proposing to use $75 million in state bond funding and another $75 million in federal funding from the American Recovery Act to finance the Connecticut Future Fund. The $150 million in state and federal funding will finance low-interest loans, grants, job training, and technical assistance to support small businesses. The Lamont administration is projecting the assistance will help create or retain up to 14,000 jobs. Well, the number of COVID-19 hotspots in Connecticut has seen a considerable decline. The number of towns and cities on high COVID-19 alert has dropped in the last week to 55, the lowest number since November. The governor said yesterday the decline is another sign the state's outbreak is slowing and COVID-19 vaccines are working. Last week, state health officials reported 97 out of Connecticut's 169 cities and towns were on red status in the state's color code alert system for having at least 15 cases per 100,000 population on a rolling two-week average. Meanwhile, Connecticut regulators have now proposed $30 million in fines for Eversource. Eversource and a $2.1 million fine for United Illuminating for what officials call the utility's failures in their preparation in response to Tropical Storm Isaias, which left hundreds of thousands of homes and businesses in the state without power last August. The State Public Utility Regulatory Authority issued violation notices to the two companies a week after releasing final reports in its investigation of the utility's storm response. Eversource, the state's largest electricity distributor with nearly 1.3 million customers in the state, and United Illuminating with 340,000 customers in southwestern Connecticut have 20 days to request a hearing to contest the proposed fines. In New York, employers will have to improve workplace safety as the result of the COVID-19 pandemic. Governor Cuomo signed the New York HERO Act, or the New York Health and Essential Rights Act, into law on Wednesday, requiring state regulators to implement new minimum standards for workplace safety. The law looks to bolster protections against airborne illnesses such as COVID, exposed weaknesses in the state's law that may have helped fuel the virus spread through healthcare facilities and other workplaces. The regulations will need to include protocols on testing, protective equipment, social distancing, hand hygiene, disinfection, and engineering controls. In Hudson, the annual Pride Parade will not be happening this June, according to Out Hudson. Instead, there'll be an outdoor event in June and October, and an October parade is not off the table, but there are no definitive plans. Some have questioned the organization's decision not to hold the June parade, saying the Flag Day parade will step off on June the 12th. In Great Barrington, the only contested seats in town elections next week are those on the select board. And a newcomer with extensive banking and investment experience is the lone candidate for the balance on finance committee. Town elections will take place from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Tuesday at the fire station and at Housatonic Community Center. Select board member Kate Burke and newcomers Eric Gabriel and Garfield Reed answered questions about hot and controversial topics at a candidates forum this week via Zoom. Burke is running to hold her three-year seat for a second term, and another seat is vacant since Bill Cook is not running for re-election. Berkshire Botanical Gardens' 44th annual plant sale begins today and runs again tomorrow. Today it's open from 9 a.m. to noon for garden members. Then the sale is open for the public today from noon till 5 p.m. and all day on Saturday from 9 to 5. Admission and parking is free. On Saturday in Cornwall, at 10 o'clock, the Gardener's Sewing Circle at the Cornwall Garden Club. From 2 to 5, a book signing with Vicki Kinsella. That'll be at the Wish House. COVID-19 Pfizer Vaccine Community Clinic at the Salisbury School, 251 Canaan Road. In Salisbury, the first dose on May 8th, second dose on May 29th. The clinic is open to residents of all Region 1 towns, ages 16 and up. Appointments are required at 860-435-5186. The Lakeville Hose Company Spring Chicken Barbecue will be held this year on Saturday from 4 till 7. It's drive-through and takeout meals, local deliveries upon request, reservations, and more information at 860-806-9643. It's a barbecued chicken half, potato salad, baked beans, and dessert is included. The 31st annual Taconic Hills Dollars for Scholars Awards Ceremony will take place on a website this year. It'll be pre-recorded. If you want more information, taconichills.dollarsforscholars.org is planned for 7 p.m. on Saturday. The firehouse in Sharon will be the scene once again of the Sharon Volunteer Ambulance Takeout Pancake Breakfast this Sunday from 7 to 10:30. $7 takeout of eggs, breakfast, French toast, bacon, and sausage. It will occur at the firehouse. They'll break the good syrup out for you, so don't tell EMS because it's not really that healthy. Some pastry goodie bags will also be available for purchase at the breakfast. Consider pre-ordering, please. It makes it easier at 917-742-7287 and lets them know how much they need. They do take cash or credit card. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram. By Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. And by Valley Insurance, 75 Main Street, Lee, Massachusetts, insuring seasonal and secondary homes in the Berkshires since 1912. 413-243-0347. On the web, valleyinsurance.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off today at 34,548.53, the NASDAQ at 13,632.84, and the S&P 500 at 4201.62. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.